And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week we heard from the great General Petraeus, a key member of what I like to think of as my inner flim-flam team. And he outlined the success of my surge strategy in Iraq and recommended reducing troops to pre-surge levels, all while guaranteeing continued victory. Now, some say that we are not winning the war on terror. They have numbers that show that the troop deaths have actually been on the increase, that Al-Qaeda is more powerful than ever. But these facts are misleading. General Petraeus is using a more straightforward approach to these numbers, but one that is slightly advanced and many may not understand. Now, what he has done is he's counted the Iraq troop deaths that happen each week, not counting friendly fire, of course, or accidents, or shots to the side of the face, or any acts of violence taking place after 3 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, or Sundays between 8 and 10. He adds those up in one column and then divides by the number of sectarian bombings, not counting Sunni on Sunni bombings, Shiite on Shiite bombings, or Shiite on Sunni or Sunni on Shiite bombings. Then he puts all that over pi to the 12th power. Then he counts the seconds between bomb blasts and the cries of panicked civilians in the marketplace, then divides by the troops, and then square roots by 100. And these are just common sense numbers. What he comes up with in the end is that we can win with a 3% drop in troop size. That's what those numbers add up to, 5,000 less troops. And that's the key to victory this time. Because you can clearly see with these numbers that we're going to get a 7% drop in terror. And that's pretty good. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.